Foreign evangelists are killed in Sudan. Short-term missions bridge gaps and empower nationals. And a ministry gives voice to those who have none. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians are mourning the loss of yet more believers who pay the ultimate price for their salvation. President of Open Doors USA, Carl Muller, says
an Egyptian and three Sudanese Christians were actually killed when their truck came under gunfire, which we suspect was because they were doing an evangelistic outreach in the Numa Mountain region there in Sudan.
The team was attacked at a makeshift roadblock after showing the Jesus film in the area. At least five others were injured in the attack. Open Doors supports persecuted Christians in the north and the south. Muller says they support one training center in southern Sudan that he says will be a light to all of Africa.
Because it is training pastors and church leaders to stand strong in the midst of persecution, and how to grow their churches despite and in some cases because of the persecution that's going around them.
Muller says the church is growing because of the violence. Funding is needed to help train new leaders. Next, in the last of our series on short-term missions, we look at field work. Some trips can be a vacation, but many organizations do more than that. Transworld Radio offers 1 to 2 year trips that help missionaries bridge the gap between Western culture and the world. Heather Johnson of TWR says,
we as American culture are very task-oriented, and most cultures around the world are very relational-oriented, and there's a difference. You can't build a relationship unless you invest the time.
Lifewater International workers also build relationships and train nationals in order to empower communities. Dan Stevens says,
the Christian church today is tending to build a worldwide welfare system because we want to quickly give a handout. We quickly want to give shoes or feeding program or do this or do that because we think that will solve the problem, and yet most of the time it only exacerbates the problem.
Check out our website for more information on short-term missions and how you can get involved. You're listening to Mission Network News. Living Water International is working in three frontiers in Mexico. LWI's Tim Mulville says in one of their project areas, they saw a water pump mend a long-standing rift between two villages. After the nationals installed their own pump, a new understanding dawned.
They saw that if they worked together in harmony, that many things could be reached, and they were very grateful to all of us that participated in that, demonstrating just the love of the Lord. It broke down many barriers
and brought the two villages together. That, in a nutshell, is what Living Water International is about, bringing the hope that brings healing physically and spiritually. It's also brought about growth in the Mexico program.
We're doubling our efforts in all frontiers in terms of wells. The border has been established the longest around Reynosa. We're doubling the efforts there, not only with the water, but we're also doing churches, helping with orphanages.
And geographic barriers hide millions away from the hope of the gospel. Few knew their need because there wasn't anybody to plead their case. That's changing now with a grassroots networking effort from Mission Aviation Fellowship. MAF's Connie Shepson works with the Advocate Wing to mobilize awareness volunteers.
They can go into churches, Sunday school classes, in their workplace, in their sphere of influence, and they can present what's happening around the world in missions and how MAF is coming alongside helping.
Shepson says being an MAF advocate is about more than encouraging Great Commission action. It's about igniting passion for it.
We want to not just inform our churches about missions and what's happening in the world of missions, but to excite them and to challenge them to be involved, to challenge them to pray, to perhaps give, or maybe we'll inspire people to actually go themselves.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7 is giving away a free DVD for you to see what compels up to 10 million people each week to watch their TV broadcast in the Middle East and North Africa. Get your free Sat7 DVD at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.